Hey guys, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I'm Jonathan here in Melbourne, Australia, and bringing you the final episode to wrap up 2023. Playing in the background here is some angelic music that a man had an experience with Jesus, and I love the music. Thank you, Father, for this year. Thank you that you're good. Thank you that none of the bad things that happened came from you. You know, God, we ask for forgiveness for putting expectations on you to be a certain way, to answer our prayers on time. God, we know the Bible says that it's through faith and patience that we inherit. And I believe for those listening that there are promises that are going to be inherited, Lord God, that the moment we prayed, you heard us. And the reality is that you've already answered our prayers. The reality is that we're already seated in heavenly places. Just because people treat us badly here on earth, or, you know, bad things seem to happen, doesn't mean that we've done anything wrong, God. And we are entering into maturity, God, in 2024. Maturity in 2024, Lord God, is that we would base our lives on what you have already said. We don't need a sign. Lord, we're not an unbelieving generation that's always asking for a sign. Lord, we're the opposite of that. We agree with you. God, you say yes and amen. And we say yes and amen. God, you promised us persecution. You promised us troubles. But you said that you have overcome the world. And so in 2024, we're living as the head and not the tail. We're living above and not beneath. We're going from glory to glory and strength to strength. We break the cycle of slavery, Father God, to sin. And we break the cycle of slavery to fear. And we break the cycle of ups and downs, Lord God, of the roller coaster ride of life or of Christianity, the rat race. No, we break those word curses in Jesus' name, because a Christian is being transformed into the image of Christ. We're being transformed into the hope of glory. We, according to scriptures, are going from glory to glory and from strength to strength. So God, I just feel that we release you, Father God, and we release other people. And we release ourselves. There are things we don't understand. There are things that where there are question marks. And we just come to the end of this year and delete, Lord, all of that cache memory, Father God. It's like in a computer, we store up, you know, cache memory, and we just delete it now. And we ask for a supernatural defragmentation, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. And what the Father's saying is he's taking you towards greatness. He's reminding you that when you see him, you will be like him. So Lord, I just thank you right now for the anointing that breaks the yoke. I thank you, God, for the call. I thank you, God, for the provision. And I just thank you, God, for the opportunity to consecrate. Let our goal for 2024 not be with selfish ambition, but let our goal be your goal, Father God, that we would be sons and daughters made in the image of God, that we would be revealed to the world, as it were, as sons and daughters, that we would be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. That is our prayer, Lord. Make us just like you, Father. We want to be like our Father. And we pray, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, whatever 2024 brings, Lord, where our soul might want certainty, where our emotions might want justice and judgment, Lord God, where our body might want a rest or a holiday, God, we in our spirit, men, we cry out, Lord, for your glory to come, for your fullness to take over every cell in our body. And according to Romans chapter 6, we consecrate ourselves to you today, Lord God. Verse 13, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been bought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. Hey guys, I've been Jonathan. Let's seek first the kingdom. Let's seek first his righteousness. And let's tell everybody about Jesus Christ, that God the Father is not holding man's sins against them, and that they can be reconciled to God through you and I. We can, you know, we can lead people to Christ. We can lay hands on the sick. We can see them recover. We are the gate for people to enter into. Jesus said, I'm the gate. He said, I'm the door. But then he said, you are the gate. You are the door. Because he said, as the Father sent me, so am I sending you. So Jesus, we give you permission to do what you want to do in and through us, God. And we release you. I just feel that we release God from our timeline. God, I thank you that Psalm 16 says that the times, Lord, that you are our portion, Lord, you are our cup. You, the lines of inheritance have fallen in pleasant places, Lord God. You direct our steps, Lord. You direct our paths in 2024. Go and be in peace in Jesus' name. Bye for now.